Thanks for listening to BYU Idaho Radio. I'm Adam Small, and right now I am with Allison Rockwood and Jordan Kamick. They are the organizers of A Seussical the Musical at the Ammon Arts Community Theater. Guys, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
So tell me a little bit about Ammon Arts Community Theater. I'm a little unfamiliar with you guys. Tell me what kind of productions you put on, maybe some of the ones you've put on in the past, things like that.
Well, the truth about it is that there's not really a backlog to inform you of, because this is a brand new organization. This is our first go around here. So we started putting together the organization back in October and November, where we really started to kind of go with this idea of creating a new theater on the east side of Idaho Falls or in the Ammon area. And we brought together a bunch of people who like to do theater, and we know that there's a couple of theater organizations in Idaho Falls, but we felt like there was room for more, honestly. So we brought together a group of like-minded people with various different talents, and decided that we wanted to have our first show be something that would be inclusive of all age ranges and all levels of ability, and be something that would be a really good, energetic, fun family show. And so we chose to do Seussical as our first production. So this is the first ever Ammon Arts show.
Wow, okay, awesome. How did you guys find all of the recruits? Did you just go to like high schools or former graduates, or how did that work?
It was just kind of word of mouth. We started a social media presence. We have a Facebook and an Instagram, and we just put it out there and said, share, and share with those that you know, your friends, your family, people mm-hmm. that you think that would be interested, and it just spread, and we had a huge response. We have a cast of about 65 people, so it was really successful.
Yeah. But it was something where the idea of doing a community production, just if we back up a little bit, so I am actually also the theater teacher at Thunder Ridge High School, which is the new high school in Idaho Falls. We've only been open for 2 years. But in talks with my principal, we had talked about the possibility of perhaps doing a community show during the summer, because we have a beautiful auditorium here. And when he presented that to me the first year we were open, my response was, yeah, that sounds great. Not right now. Because I was kind of overwhelmed with opening the new school and getting my own program going and everything. But really what kind of spurred this on and made me feel like this was possible was last summer, the Iona South Stake did a musical review. And when they did the musical review, I realized that there really was a big group of people who were interested in doing theater on this side of town, who for one reason or another maybe felt like just there was room for more expansion, like they had maybe tried out for Sounds, or they had tried out for If Yak, and maybe felt like it wasn't like they needed something on this side of town that could include more people, because they try to include as many people as possible, but you can never include everybody, right? So it felt like people wanted another opportunity. Mm-hmm. And when we did the Stake musical, I saw all of these people who obviously wanted another opportunity, a lot of really talented people who had talents in lots of different aspects of theater, and I realized that this proposal of doing community theater at the high school during the summer was not something I had to do alone. And realizing that it was something that I didn't have to do alone gave me a lot of hope and a lot of drive to get it done, because I saw that they're automatically, they're already were these people. I didn't even have to go find them. They were here. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it just kind of fell together. Everybody wanted it.
That's super awesome. And I'm sure it means a lot to those people too, that, you know, they have an opportunity to perform? Because I know I've met a few people in theater, and I did like a little tiny bit of it in high school, and it's a passionate thing, and it's probably hard when you don't have those opportunities. So that's super cool. How long has, practice, production, stage work, how is all that stuff, how long has that taken to get ready?
We did auditions in June, right? It was like the first week of June.
Well, I think the first auditions were at the end of May, I think, wasn't it?
I know we had to change a few things because of, coronavirus, and so it was kind of tricky to get things started because we wanted
You're right. It was right after school got out.
Yeah, it was
right after school.
It was like June 10th, I think. And we wanted to, be sensitive of what was going on in the community. So we kind of waited to see how things were going, and we thought, okay, I think we're safe to get started on, doing auditions. So we started that at the beginning of June. And then once we were allowed to have groups of 50 or more is when we started group rehearsals. And that was
mid-June.
We started rehearsal with some of the leads, in the beginning. And then once 50 or more was allowed, then we started those group rehearsals. So we've been doing it since then. We've been working about twice a week with most of the cast since then. And so, yeah. And here we are. We're about to have our show.
Yeah. So we have rehearsals generally, like she said, with most of the cast, it's been about 2 days a week, but we have rehearsals three times a week, where one of them is usually just with like leads or very small groups. So we've been going about three times a week for the last 2 months. And then this week is every day, and next week is every day. And then we've got the show.
So. That's super cool. So all these people have been working for a long time on this, really, even though they had to start it off by themselves. But now you got group rehearsals going, everything's falling into place. What are some of your guys' feelings now? You just started up this, community theater, and you've got your first production ready to go despite, a global pandemic, like trying to defy all odds, and it's all falling into place. What are some of your guys' thoughts right now?
Well, I think that kind of points out the importance of it, to be honest. I feel like with this group of people in particular, we've had a couple discussions. We are very aware of what's going on in the world, and we've had a couple talks about how we are worried about it. We're not just like ignoring the fact that it exists, but it's something where I think everyone who is involved in this show has been looking for some sense of normal. I know I have. I've been looking for something normal. I told you I'm the high school teacher here. Like in April, my job was thrown into chaos. The show we were working on was canceled. It was everything just stopped. And I know that I'm not the only one. Everyone here, I think, is just looking for something normal. And for the last 2 months, this has been a source of hope and joy and community for this group of people that I think otherwise we might not have had. We're very aware of what we're facing, but I think that this has allowed us to feel just a little bit normal and have that hope. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
It's definitely the first time doing a show is going to be a big deal. this is our first show, but I think that it's even more meaningful because of what we're going through.
Yeah. And we've been taking the precautions that we need to take, and like Jordan said, we're not trying to imagine that it's not there and not going on. And so we're continuing those precautions as we will open the show and, with masks and distancing and all those things that we've been needing to do. But, yeah, it's helped us have something to look forward to when there's so much uncertainty. Things change from day to day, and we've been working on this as a group and community, and it's just been a wonderful thing.
That's awesome. Yeah. And I can totally relate to what you guys are saying. I mean, we're all looking for some semblance of normal at this point. And it, it is inspiring to think that, you know, you guys have been able to overcome those odds of everything that's happened with the coronavirus, and this show can still go on. So that's really awesome that's worked out for you guys. Since I've taken quite a few minutes of your time, I just wanted to ask you just a couple more questions. Could you run us through the details of the show, the days, the show times, prices, just any, like, you know, other information, like if people want to go, what they would want to know?
So the show is going to be taking place at Thunder Ridge High School. Like I said, it's the brand new high school on the east side of town. The address is 4941 First Street. The show will be on August 6th, 7th, 8th, and 11th. Or, sorry, 10th. 6th, 7th, 8th, and 10th. The shows will start at 7 o'clock. And on Saturday the 8th, there will also be a 1 o'clock matinee. The tickets for the show are available for purchase online. The website for that is trpac.luds.com. And ticket prices for that are $10 for children and seniors, $12 for adults. And when you go in to purchase tickets, you will see on the ticketing website that every other row is blocked off to allow for distancing. And then when you purchase tickets, it automatically blocks off two seats to your left and two seats to your right to allow for distancing in the rows as well. We are asking that audience members all wear masks. I think that's those major details there. Mm-hmm.
And also, just to add in, if people don't know what Seussical is, it's a musical about Dr. Seuss. It's about the characters that are in many of his most famous books, primarily from Horton Hears a Who and Horton Hatches an Egg, but there's aspects from lots of different stories of his. And, you know, you hear Dr. Seuss and his stories and you think, oh, that's for kids, but it's not just for kids. This musical is a really hopeful, funny. It's really hilarious, actually.
It is.
for adults and kids. And anyway, so it's not just for kids. It's for the whole family, and will bring a lot of hope and happiness, I think, into all of our lives right now.
That's awesome, guys. That's all good to know, and I'm really happy for you. I just wanted to know if there was anything else we haven't touched on that you wanted to share with the listening audience.
I do know, I mean, it's not official right now, but we are making all of the arrangements to try to have sign language interpreters on site on the Saturday performances for anyone who would be interested in that.
I wanted to mention, too, right now the health department has limited us to 150, and so we will be limiting tickets to 150, but they do reevaluate that order 2 days before our show. So if that is lifted, we just want people to keep an eye out for an announcement from us, and we'll be able to open up the shows to more people.
But there are definitely still tickets available. It's just if people want to come, I'd say purchase tickets sooner rather than later, because if we hit 150 tickets on any given show, we will be sold out unless that is reevaluated and lifted.
Okay, good to know. That's definitely important to know. So thank you guys so much.
Okay, thank you.